Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Horacio Rilo. He has been a co-founder and a founder of various companies. He's done all kinds of venture work, investor relationships management. And today, he is founder of Boop, which is the SMS-powered networking platform that turns any QR scan into an instant qualification and follow-up workflow. Horacio, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for having me,
Tom. Yeah, absolutely excited to have you. So let's start off with getting the audience to appreciate the problem. And before we get into the solution, what is the problem that people are facing?
Yeah, so the current problem at conferences and events, it's twofold, right? So the first is that on-site engagement piece when you meet someone, being able to actually find a way to spark interest beyond just explaining what you do. And so having some sort of in-person way to have a conversation piece, to digitally interact beyond just the normal on-site conversation. And then B is that kind of follow-up piece of being able to set a follow-up meeting, have them remember you, and then just be able to follow up with a next step.
Okay, so the thing we're dealing here is a sales scenario, not like a pitching scenario, right? Is that the case?
Yeah. So the tool can be used for any in-person interactions.
Gotcha. All right. So let's just put ourselves into a scenario. You're a salesperson and you work for some organization. You're going outbound meeting folks and you've got some product or service that you're selling. And what you're trying to get is the moment where you are socially able to engage and relay the information in the way that it needs to be relayed. And what are some of the problems that happen in that moment that we're trying to fix?
Yeah. So the reason that I honestly built it over SMS is because I kept running into issues with web-based solutions, right? So the pages wouldn't load. There was too many steps. There wasn't really a clear, okay, here's a website, but how do I engage? Because a lot of the digital business cards have a bunch of links. But with our system, you're able to then just add a clear next step, a clear call to action, an engaging message on why you should follow up. That was the first step of building the solution, was validating that piece of it.
Would this be like an updated version of a brochure, to use like an old school example? So you mentioned like digital cards. So where someone would normally hand a business card or some kind of a brochure or some kind of one pager and say, hey, are you interested in this kind of stuff? This is what we do. Call us sometime.
Exactly.
And instead of doing that, is okay. So go ahead.
That's a great way of explaining it. Yeah. So anyone, when they scan the QR code, it'll text effectively whatever you have on your digital brochure. We're calling it a digital profile, but whatever you want to share, you can arrange a website or a learn more or some sort of resource, and we'll just text it to them based on what you have on your profile.
And so in doing this, you're able to be, I assume, a little bit dynamic with it, right? So as opposed to a business card or something, they scan the QR code. Now they've landed on a page that you've designed and they've designed and curated. We could get to that. And it's able to tell them what they want in the way they would need to receive it.
Yeah. So the actual profiles themselves are live. So whatever you have on the profile at that time, when they scan the QR code, we'll text that to them. Now you can add then dynamic links to your profile. And so if you update your links, anytime they open that new link, you can continue to update it. And so once they have that text message with your information, whatever you want to share with them, they can always go back and find that profile in the text.
Okay. So that's what makes this really a platform. So everyone involved with Boop has their page. And you set up your thing, and it's the standard forms stuff you fill out, probably your LinkedIn, your website, and right, all of that stuff. But then folks come to Boop because one, it allows the person selling to be able to have an easy platform with an easy QR code that they can just give out and people can find them and learn about them. And then I assume there might be some network effect if folks get on there. Then how is it after that? So you're in the Boop system, you're looking at someone's page. Do you browse other pages while you're there, or is it just a one page experience for the buyer?
So right now we're focusing heavily on those in-person, just one-to-one digital interactions. We do have some other systems on the roadmap to where we'll power the whole event, where other people can go in and explore who's attending the event and the profiles. But as of right now, it's, you're only able to view the people that you've directly connected with.
And then, so what's the promise for the founder who's thinking about this stuff? How do you tell a founder you should be using Boop?
Yeah, so any founder who really is looking to set more meetings from conferences and events and just be memorable, they should be using Boop because it gives an actionable next step, but not just an actionable next step, that you're able to add a message on why someone should take that next step. And so my profile says, want to book more meetings at conferences and events. And so then that person knows, okay, hey, this is why I would want to take a next step and book a call with Horacio from a follow-up from a conference or event, because, hey, I do want to book more conference calls and events.
See, that to me also sounds like the brilliance of the secret sauce that you're offering, or the secret sauce to what you're offering, which is that normally when you hand out something, the business card, the brochure, the one pager, there might be, first of all, it's physical. I don't know, you stuff it in your pocket or you're going to lose it in your bag or something like that. But here, the CTA part seems like a big opportunity for me, right? Because it's not just, okay, here is who I am. I met you at the event and here I am kind of thing. But you now get to spell out, this is why you met me. And CTAs are important, as we know, because that's what we care about when we're putting together websites. And so much of web marketing revolves around getting people to the CTA. So if you're able to hand something out and then have a page with the CTA right there, this seems like an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And then also adding a note beyond just the CTA. So it's, this is why you should do the CTA.
Can they contact you through the page?
Yeah. So we're building out, we have marketing automations built out to where you can opt people in. And that's part of the enterprise solution that we're building out. So we are building a flow to where you can do surveys and other pieces of it.
Let's shift a little bit into your ambitions regarding Boop. Do you see it as, would you like it to become, I think the answer is yes, but the obvious choice, and then the obvious choice for as a networking tool, right? And maybe being integrated, like with any good tool that hits the market, it eventually gets all the integrations. And now you can link this directly with your LinkedIn maybe, or your Google Calendar. And what are some of the things that, you know, from an ambition perspective on the horizon?
Yeah. So long-term, currently we already have webhooks live. So you're able to already pass through a lot of the data from our surveys that integrate. We have all of the major CRMs on the roadmap. Hopefully those will be live in the next 2 to 3 months. But long-term, we just want to make it extremely frictionless to engage at these live events through interaction. So if someone's a good fit for your business and you go to the conference or event and you just make a quick sort of interaction, being able to have them automatically on your meeting in a faster, easier way, and just knowing who to work with. Because right now there's a lot of noise on the current conference and event roadmap, or like at these conferences and events, it's hard to figure out who to engage with. And so with a little bit more robust of a data platform and automations, I think that you'll be able to set more follow-up meetings and more business, and then make it more enjoyable to actually go and talk and meet people at these conferences and events.
What does the competition in this space look like?
Yeah, so the current competition are all of the digital web-based business cards, any of them that are currently like that you'll scan a QR code and it takes you to a website. And then also a lot of the sort of lead captures of the world as well that are specifically designed for event engagement.
Do you consider it to be a crowded space, or is it a space where there's just big enough missing opportunities, such as what you're filling in, where you decided it made sense for you to get into this?
Yeah, so it's a very crowded space. However, no one has used the angle that we're doing of the QR to text in the way that we're doing it, where we go QR directly to text.
Nice. And then so from a team building perspective, do you find that the team that you've built and is working on this, that a innovative mindset and an innovative approach has been required in order to reach towards success? And what are some of the things that you've been doing to encourage whatever is necessary for your team to have?
Yeah, so it's currently just me and one other co-founder who have built the platform out. And we do a lot of live testing, a lot of live interactions, and constantly iterating and getting feedback. And just that innovative approach of talking to customers and users and getting as much feedback as possible and figuring out how we can solve their problems specifically has led to the biggest product innovations.
Let's double click on that a little bit. So what does that kind of look like? Because a lot of folks, there's different types of getting feedback. Sometimes it's, hey, let's get people into focus groups, or let's just actually just chat with people at events who have used our product, or let's do a survey, or let's do a controlled kind of someone visits us and we have them go through it. What are some of the methods that you've employed that you found work?
Yeah, we started out with just the, like for just the very first MVP, it was just QR to text, no app, nothing. We handed out cards, got feedback on that. So we actually gave people the product directly who were interested in it. They used it. Then we followed up with them with user interviews, got feedback, and then improved the product from there. Features that they suggested, we assessed, would this be a good feature to add to the platform long-term? And then based on that, we'd add it and then continue from that sort of perspective of talking to the users to add features that they think would be useful and to a certain extent, commercially viable.
But compared to for founders out there who are listening, who maybe have not taken the time to do research or do that kind of extra validation, what would you advise to other folks in terms of how they should approach validation? So there's a continuum there with some people do it all the time, absolutely, never stop. Some are like, you don't have time to do that. Just put stuff out there and then see if it sticks. Where do you fall in that spectrum and what would you advise for people?
What's been really effective for us is more towards the put stuff out there fast and then get feedback. But especially with the pace that everything is moving, I do think that just being able to put products out fast is becoming more and more important. Obviously, care about quality and make sure that everything's functioning and that everything is like up to the standards. But I do think that with the level of tooling now, you're able to really validate and build products in a almost polished state, whereas you couldn't before.
The ability you have to build without some big team, is that because like this is a very focused thing that you're solving? It's okay, be able to let people scan, have their page on something, have a CTA. Do you think that it is partly to do with that versus if you were building like some big SaaS platform
that? Yeah, I do think to a certain extent that like our solution is in a unique position based on our go-to-market. So
when people like, okay, download your product or start to use it, walk us through the experience that people have with it. Do they go first to the app store? Do they get invited in? How does that unfold?
Yeah, so right now, if you go to the website boop.me, you're able to download our app where we'll automatically generate you a QR code. Once you download the app and go through the sign up flow, we'll ask for name, email, whatever you want to put on your profile. After that, you'll be able to just get a preview of the profile that we text to any person you meet. So anytime you have someone scan your QR code that we generate for you, we'll text that profile. It's only a few steps and we'll get you to that kind of next step of being able to share your information pretty quickly.
But the text requires a phone number. How does that come in?
So we have a programmatic phone number that we have set up for the service ourselves.
Oh, gotcha. So it texts the person who is sending it or receiving it?
Yeah. So any person who scans your QR code, our phone number will text the profile.
Gotcha. So it gets their text. I didn't know it could do that. I didn't know you could do something like that. Text them automatically without them having to set up a profile in advance. It's pretty cool. So what do you think is, in terms of from a growth perspective, where do you think like the next couple of years for you as a company?
Really looking at working with summits and larger events to just provide value to the whole sort of connection piece of it. I've gone to a lot of conferences and events, and I just don't think that they do an effective job of connecting the attendees. And from the conversations I'm having, the sponsors aren't returning. And with that, I think if you increase the volume of these in-person interactions and then just increase the actual data piece where you're able to say, okay, hey, this account or these people are worth following up with based on these interactions, using the data for that, I think would be a really effective way to increase the ROI of these large events that people are spending on.
So do you see it as an opportunity partnering with the event and saying, hey, look, we'll provide maybe, I don't know if you would get into the event program side of things where, you know, I've seen some systems like this where you go to a conference and you download an app for the conference and it's a program. So then people need it for that reason, but then also people are setting up profiles on the program.
Yeah, exactly that. So the whole idea is that it'll become a modular piece to where you can go to any conference or event. It's a universal tool, but also if we work directly with the conferences, we can then add even more value to the attendee experience.
Nice. Anything in closing that you'd like to tell listeners thinking about Boop?
Yeah. If you're attending any conferences or events and just want a really easy way to connect with other attendees and share your business information, you can get our app at boop.me/app.
Awesome. All right. We've been speaking with Horacio Rilo. And what's the best place for people to find you? Boop.app. Or I'm sorry. Me, boop.me. And then they can find you on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent stuff. So I hope everybody checks out Boop and we'll be watching it over the next few years. Thank you so much, Horacio, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.